This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness today who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at healthradionetwork.com. Today we are visiting with Dr. Kinnera Thompson, President and Director of Research at Ponce Research Institute at Ponce Health Sciences University in Ponce, Puerto Rico. Dr. Thompson, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
And you're more than welcome, and thanks for joining us here today. So, for starters, when was the Ponce Research Institute formed, and what was its objective?
The Ponce Research Institute is the research arm of Ponce Health Sciences University, which has for over 40 years provided the highest quality education in medicine, psychology, biomedical sciences, and public health. We are located in southern Puerto Rico. Ponce Research Institute is a 501c3 nonprofit entity with a mission to make a difference by solving health disparities through groundbreaking, innovative, relevant research that has a global impact in healthcare.
And Dr. Thompson, what are the research areas in which the Institute specializes?
So our research strengths are varied, but I would say that we focus mainly on cancer-related research, neuroscience and mental health, infectious diseases, and Hispanic health disparities. We have over 45 researchers that specialize in these areas.
Also, I would be curious, what kind of findings and discoveries have come out of the Institute that were new to the world of medicine?
So I could list a few. Many important scientific findings have originated within the highly specialized researchers that form part of the Ponce Research Institute. And some of these include, for example, a couple of decades ago, most oncologists and cancer researchers thought of cancer as solely a genetic disease. In terms of DNA repair and breast cancer, for example, it was largely assumed that we are born with an inherited fixed number DNA repair capacity, and that these DNA repair levels cannot be altered. The leader of our cancer biology division, Dr. Jaime Mata, published a pivotal paper a few years ago on the critical role of low DNA repair capacity on breast cancer risk, and it's now widely accepted as one of the hallmarks of breast cancer that deficiencies in DNA repair capacity is an important component in the progression of this disease. We also have, for example, Dr. Devin Mueller, who's one of our elite investigators in the neurosciences division, and he's shown that disruption of memory retrieval can prevent relapse in animal models of cocaine abuse. He's shown that an FDA-approved drug that's typically used for hypertension disrupts brain regions that are responsible for cocaine memory retrieval, and you may ask, why is this important? Well, he's developed a potential off-target use for this drug for relapse prevention. And currently, there's no other FDA-approved treatment for cocaine abuse, so this is certainly something that we're very excited about. Another one of our investigators, Dr. Julie Dutille, also from the Cancer Biology Division, has identified specific genetic markers that indicate susceptibility for breast and ovarian cancer in Hispanic women, and this is extremely important in terms of addressing the health disparities in the treatments and establishing adequate interventions for these patients. We also have, as an example, Dr. James Porter from our neurosciences division, who was the first to show that modifying the expression of a specific protein is important and sufficient to increase resiliency to a conditioned fear, which is an important component in the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder. Another one of our star investigators, Dr. Idalis Flores, who is from our Women's Health Division, is a world-recognized leader in endometriosis research. She was the first to show that prevalence of endometriosis in Puerto Rican women has developed solid data on genetic links, including the role of ancestry in the development and progression of this disease. And her team was also the first to show the effect of stress on the progression of endometriosis and the first to validate an animal model of endometriosis at the molecular level. She's one of the few researchers in the world that is assessing the epigenetics of endometriosis and was also the leader in establishing the Puerto Rico Biobank, which is the first cancer-focused biorepository or tissue repository for Hispanic patients, which collects and stores tumor samples used to study molecular profiles of lung, breast, colon, ovarian, cancer in Hispanics. We've collected over 3,000 biospecimens to date. And these are just a few examples of some of the highlights of our ongoing research activities.
And certainly outstanding news, no doubt. Today we are visiting with Dr. Kinnera Thompson, the President and Director of Research at Ponce Research Institute at Ponce Health Sciences University in Ponce, Puerto Rico, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Thompson, how does the work that you're doing help pharmaceutical companies and doctors to better understand diseases and to bring new solutions to the marketplace?
Well, I think that it's important to make it clear that our scientists are conducting much-needed research that provides the groundwork for translational and clinical research studies in multiple therapeutic areas. So one of the things that I always try to explain is that those who pay for the national research agenda may not be aware of the early and fundamental work that makes today's treatments and technologies available. And, as an example, it was basic research that was presented in a short research paper by Albert Einstein in the early 1917s, was ultimately translated into the invention of laser technology 4 decades later. So, a lot of groundbreaking technologies and treatments that can transform and improve the lives of multiple populations originate in these basic science projects. And I want to highlight some of the early work that is being done. For example, Dr. Yeh Mwadamais, one of our investigators, we know that it's general knowledge that chronic stress is bad for anyone's health. Dr. Armais and his team are providing clear evidence that explains how chronic stress can lead to increased inflammation, and that in turn promotes women's cancer growth. We also have Dr. Harold Saavedra, who's shown that 50% of breast cancer and 20% of pre-malignant lesions display amplification of certain components within the normal cell cycle. And he's shown that in breast cancer, these amplifications actually result in metastasis. So his current research is focused on interfering with the amplification process in order to kill metastatic breast cancer cells. So, the bottom line is that medical research drives innovation, it boosts the economy, and it supports the U.S. global leadership in science and technology. And I think that we're doing everything we can to contribute to those early findings. We also have a very solid clinical research component. We have a successful clinical trial operation that's been sponsored by the pharmaceutical industry for over 20 years. Pharmaceutical companies have continuously looked to us for service as a high-quality site for clinical trials, and we've conducted over 300 phase 1 through phase 4 clinical trials in over 25 therapeutic areas. These clinical trials are a key research tool for advancing medical knowledge and patient care, and we're very, very proud of having been part of a lot of these activities over the last 25 years.
Now, also, what is the Institute currently working on that's particularly relevant to trending topics in health, wellness, and medicine?
Yeah, so we have multiple activities that are ongoing in all of our key areas, but I think one of the projects that I would like to highlight is the work of Dr. Luis Alvarado, who's a professor of pediatrics and part of our infectious disease division at the Research Institute, and she has established grants with the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. And as part of that mechanism, she's developed the most comprehensive epidemiological and demographic database for arboviral diseases such as dengue fever and Zika in the Americas. Multiple projects have emerged from this initiative, and one of these is in collaboration with Dr. Vanessa Rivera, who's a microbiologist, immunologist in our institution. And they're currently assessing clinical and neurodevelopmental outcomes of pre- and postnatally acquired Zika virus infection among children. Given the lack of research data regarding the potential neurological and neurodevelopmental implications of Zika infection in children, the team will be able to hopefully provide much-needed information and hopefully be able to establish early screening tools for potential neurological issues that may develop, as well as provide the groundwork for development of future therapeutic interventions to help reduce neurological impact on children that are affected by any of these mosquito-transmitted viruses. And that's something that I think is extremely relevant to the Zika epidemic that just occurred in the past year.
Certainly phenomenal news you've shared here, and we are most pleased to see the headlines and the headway you're making within the health care industry. We certainly do appreciate it. How can, in conclusion, how can non-medical professionals, in other words, everyday people, stay on top of the kind of work that's being done at Ponce Research Institute so they can gain a better understanding of how your efforts can benefit their health and well-being?
So I want to reiterate that Ponce Research Institute is committed to conducting research that can reduce health disparities, improve health outcomes, and provide better treatment alternatives for patients in the communities that we serve. We have a website, so anybody who is interested can obtain more information about the Ponce Research Institute as well as Ponce Health Sciences University at our website, www.psm.edu. We also have a Facebook page for the Ponce Health Sciences University, and our Twitter is #PHSUniversity. And we try to stay on top of all of our research activities and updating all of the ongoing events and projects through these mechanisms. So we're very excited to have your public identify which of these is the one that they like the most. And certainly we also are more than happy to answer any questions if they want to give us a call. Our phone number is 787-840-2575. And any of our staff is more than happy to answer any questions and direct them if they're interested in any of our ongoing projects.
Again, Dr. Thompson, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for all that you're doing in the space, and we certainly appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Kinnera Thompson, the President and Director of Research at Ponce Research Institute at Ponce Health Sciences University in Ponce, Puerto Rico. And for more information, visit psm.edu. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. As always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.